Chapter 7. The girl raged and battled with all the force of her youth and fullness of life, until by little and little her passionate exclamations trailed off into broken murmurs, as if she were in pain. By corresponding degrees she sank into a chair, then upon her knees, then upon the ground beside the bed, drawing the coverlet with her, half to hide her shamed head, and wet hair in it, and half, as it seemed, to embrace it, rather than have nothing to take to her repentant breast. Go away from me, go away from me. When my temper comes upon me, I am mad. I know I might keep it off, if I only tried hard enough, and sometimes I do try hard enough, and at other times I don't and won't. What have I said? I knew when I said it, it was all lies. They think I am being taken care of somewhere, and have all I want. They are nothing but good to me. I love them dearly. No people could ever be kinder to a thankless creature than they always are to me. Do go away, for I am afraid of you. I am afraid of myself, when I feel my temper coming, and I am as much afraid of you. Go away from me, and let me pray and cry myself better. Apostrophe The day passed on, and again the white stare stared itself out, and the hot night was on Marseille, and through it the caravan of the morning, all dispersed, went their appointed ways. And thus ever by day and night, under the sun, and under the stars, climbing the moldy hills and toiling along the weary plains, journeying by land and journeying by sea, coming, and going so strangely, to meet and to act, and react on one another, move all we restless travelers through the pilgrimage of life. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.